Hello, Vancouver. It is a Saturday afternoon, April the 4th, this year, 2020. And this is Vancouver News. So today I took a walk through across town. Yesterday, I actually experienced quite a horrific lineup at Costco because they're limiting people allowed into the store at a time, so there was about a 3-hour wait, so I was not into that. So anyways, today I made it out in the neighborhood, noticed that Livingston Park has been taken over by people that are not following the social distancing policies, and addicts have taken over the park. In fact, today there were about 14 in the lower level, and about another 20 in the upper level where the IV drug use is actively taking place actually right now as we speak. So anyways, walking around the neighborhood, as you know, everything is boarded up, including the businesses down in Gastown. And I can tell you the addicts are losing their minds. Screaming at us, screaming at the average citizens that their rights are being taken away, that there's nothing to steal, so they can't sell their stuff on Hastings Street, and the virus is a big conspiracy to take their rights away, the addicts' rights away, and it got quite nasty out by Nestor's there, which is of course on the border there of Crosstown, downtown east side, and City Central. So anyways, things are getting a little bit weird down here. The addicts have spread out. However, that same corridor, which is on Hastings Street, where the illegal stolen goods market is, that has just moved to the sidewalk, and there is no social distancing. And this is now a couple days after Mayor Kennedy Stewart said this is all going to get fixed. It is as worse as I've ever seen it. Down that one pocket, going all the way from basically Abbott all the way up to about Main Street. And then, of course, then you have...